Alright folks, welcome back to Masculine Spartan Discipline, Men's Mental Toughness. Your daily dose of grit, wisdom, and maybe a little bit of laughter along the way. Today we're diving into something super important, something that can be tough, but ultimately life-changing. Creating healthy boundaries for emotional protection. Ever feel like you're constantly giving out emotionally? Like your energy is being drained by everything and everyone around you. You know that feeling when someone dumps their problems on you, or you find yourself saying yes to things you really don't want to do just to keep the peace? That's a sign, my friend, that maybe it's time to build some emotional fences. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a hermit and shutting everyone out. It's about being selective with your energy, knowing your limits, and protecting what matters most, your mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and ransack your stuff, right? You set boundaries to protect your physical space. Emotions are just as valuable, maybe even more so. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those emotional walls. 1. Know your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what you need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel resentful or taken advantage of? Honestly assess your emotional landscape. Maybe it's constant negativity, unsolicited advice, or people expecting you to be available 24/7. Identify those red flags and understand your own non-negotiables. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your needs, it's time to communicate them clearly and respectfully. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It means saying no without guilt, expressing your feelings assertively, and setting expectations for how you want to be treated. Remember, a healthy boundary is not about controlling others, it's about protecting yourself. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're used to people-pleasing. But saying no without explanation isn't always necessary. A simple, "I appreciate the offer, but I won't be able to do that right now," is often enough. You don't owe anyone a detailed justification for protecting your time and energy. 4. Be consistent. Setting boundaries is like building muscle. It takes practice and consistency. Don't give in when someone tries to push back or guilt you into saying yes. Stand firm, remember your needs, and reinforce those boundaries. Over time, people will respect your limits. 5. Don't feel guilty. This is a big one. So many guys feel guilty for setting boundaries, like they're being selfish or uncaring. But true self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your emotional well-being, you're better equipped to show up fully for the people and things that truly matter in your life. Let me paint a picture. Imagine this scenario. You had a rough day at work, feeling stressed and drained. Your buddy calls, asking if you want to go out for drinks. Now, usually, you jump at the chance, but tonight, you need some time to decompress and recharge. You could say yes out of obligation, or you could set a boundary. "Hey man, I really appreciate the invite, but I need some quiet time tonight to unwind. Maybe another night?" See? You didn't have to apologize or make excuses. You simply communicated your needs honestly and respectfully. That's a healthy boundary in action. So remember, building healthy emotional boundaries is an act of self-respect, not selfishness. It takes courage, consistency, and a willingness to put your own needs first. And that's the key takeaway here. By protecting your emotional well-being, you're not just taking care of yourself. You're becoming a stronger, more resilient version of yourself, capable of showing up fully in every area of your life. Now go out there and set some boundaries, brothers. Before I let you go, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to setting emotional boundaries? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you find value in these daily doses of wisdom, hit that subscribe button and share the podcast with a friend who could use some mental toughness training. Until next time, stay strong, stay disciplined, and never stop growing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.